Gary, did the last 20 minutes of the game today sum up the season as a whole?
Yes, yeah, definitely. I think first half we were abysmal. We were nowhere near it, but we were just going to come out and have a nice afternoon and all that. Well, you don't get that. These are in the playoffs for a reason. They've got good players, and you know, we had to tell them that at half time, and I think we got a hell of a reaction from them. But I agree 100%. You know, I just said to them then, forget drawing the game and you should be taking someone away. We've got to have won the game with the amount of chances that we had setting up. And Chris hasn't had the save to make, I don't think, second half, of note. So,
one that bounced up in front of him.
Oh, yes, sorry, one, yeah. So I'm really disappointed. And I just said to him there, and we mentioned it last week, I now have to take that away with me all summer, and that doesn't sit with me. And I feel sorry for my poor wife.
We talked about the last 20 minutes summing up the season. What about the last minute of stoppage time? Ollie Turton's taking that off Nathan's foot.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. You've had Nathan Delfonso's chance. You've had Ollie Turton's chance there at the death. Mark Cullen's adamant it's a penalty. Adamant when the lad pulls him back, but we got nothing off him today, the referee. And again, he was another one that was out, end of season, testimonial. He never gives us anything.
No skipper second half, what was the story?
Injured. He got a bang, and so he's just having a look at it there. So it takes, you know, he picked it up, and I think you got another whack on it as well. So
we've just catalogued those chances. We've forgotten Dan Adjis. He didn't have clout that. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the two subs when they came on, the two centre forwards, made a massive difference last 20, like you say. We went through it. We changed the shape. And I thought we played it ever so well. And delighted to get more minutes into Mark Cullen.
You said you'll have to take that away with you all summer. Yeah, yeah. But you've got to be on the other side of the coin, pleased with the response when you did go behind.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You've just said that the last 20 minutes sums our season up, but why do we have to go behind to get the reaction that we had? And that's the disappointing thing, coming here. And all right, we were stuck on the motorway for 3 hours, but we left, you know, it's no excuse for the first half, because they then produced that second half. So you can't say, you know, the delay hindered our performance.
You've already got on record as saying plans are underway for next year. Mm. The retained list's out, and there's a number, quote, under negotiation. Yeah, how are those talks going?
Ongoing. You know, I'd love to get as many of them done as quickly as possible, but I understand the market. I understand the players that we've had contract courts with. They've improved their games from when they first came into the building, so rightly so. There'll be other clubs sniffing around them and talking to their agents, and they'll be just looking to get the best possible deal that they can get, and I understand that. That's the game.
You talked about not getting a hold of this year, and you've got one booked for this year. You'd like to get as much work done in terms of nailing players down before you go, I would imagine.
Ideally, yeah, but you know, you generally know that it takes a while before it all settles down, before they've done all the shopping, the agents, and find out which is the best deal.
Sum up the season as a whole.
Oh, I think one of pride in terms of remaining in this league, from getting promoted late on, and you know, budget-wise, you know, look at what we're competing against here today, and you know, we've more than held our own in this league with some of the other performances, but disappointment in terms of, like you've just said there, the last 20 minutes. We've had loads of games like that, and talk about probably a what if Mark Cullen, what if Mark Kyle Vassell, what if, you know. So, but that's something for us to work on over the summer.
Personally, can I say thank you very much? I've really enjoyed watching your team play this year.
Thank you very much. But can I just, and it's wrong of me probably to mention them, no, so late, but no, it's right that I mentioned them last. Our supporters today, wow, magnificent. And you just saw how much they love the club, and they followed us home and away today. They didn't shut up, and on behalf of myself and the players, I want to thank them, as well as yourself and the rest of the crew here and the listeners, because we've appreciated the support.